Today in southwestern Alaska, officials are counting votes on an initiative to stop a massive open-pit gold and copper mine. The mine is located near spawning grounds for the largest sockeye salmon runs in the world. The Pebble Mine is polarizing opinion even before the first precious metal comes out of the ground, as Daisha Eaton of member station KDLG in Dillingham reports.
The only way to get to the site of the Pebble Mine is by helicopter. It touches down on a hill overlooking state land about 200 miles southwest of Anchorage. We're surrounded by rolling tundra threaded by glistening streams. The Pebble Partnership, the group developing the mine, has drilled more than 1,200 exploratory holes.
We're at 3,700 feet right now.
Bud Verzier is a mine worker.
We start off the hole fresh water. We mix a little bit of drilling mud and we pump it down the hole. Otherwise, it'd get too hot if you couldn't drill.
The piece of desolate tundra could be worth billions of dollars in copper, gold, and the precious metal molybdenum used in electronics manufacturing. A citizens' initiative in the borough closest to the mine site wants to end the drilling. One of the people trying to stop the development is Catherine Karskallen, who lives downriver from the proposed mine. She's a third-generation fisherman who also works for a conservation group. She created a YouTube video showing photos of green and orange goo oozing from an old drill hole at the site, with captions explaining that Pebble's already polluting. The video is set to a song by Zebrahead.
Well, these are pictures that I took up on the Pebble deposit. My coworker and I flew up and we came across one of the reclaimed drill sites.
Recently, a Superior Court judge ruled that conservation groups had not provided enough evidence to prove Pebble was already polluting.
A crane, all five species of salmon.
And where'd you catch this salmon?
Right down here on the Wood River.
Pete Andrew is giving me a tour of his freezer. He's a commercial fisherman. Andrew's also an Alaska native who fishes for his own food.
This is the last place in the Western world that man hasn't wrecked yet. And I'll do whatever it takes to stop it.
Environmentalists and commercial fishermen have received a lot of help from Bob Gillum. He's a sport fisher and widely considered the richest man in Alaska. Gillum's favorite place to drop his line is at his private lodge nearby the proposed Pebble project. Gillum put up about $400,000 to get the initiative on the ballot.
This mine will dig up miles of salmon-producing creeks and rivers. And that's exactly what the Save Our Salmon initiative is all about.
While the mine could hurt some fishermen, it could benefit Alaska natives living in villages close to the site. Trifon Anguson is with the group which represents the Alaska natives closest to Pebble. He opposes the initiative for several reasons.
There are no jobs, and schools are closing, and once the schools close, the young people move away and the village doesn't grow, and then people have lost their language, they've lost their culture.
Environmental trade-offs may be needed, Anguson says, because the jobs that would be created by the mine may be the key to keeping the remote Alaska Native villages and culture alive. Regardless of whether the initiative passes, the losing side will likely challenge the result in the Alaska Supreme Court. For NPR News, I'm Daisha Eaton in Dillingham, Alaska.